Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services.
I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 157 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about truthiness.
Truthiness, okay. All right, you want me to start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miller. Immigrants didn't build the Empire State Building.
Donald Trump's senior White House aide, Stephen Miller, pushed a bonkers racist claim after he suggested that he could spot anyone's immigration status just by looking at a picture of him. And then he said, if you look at photos of the Empire State Building being constructed, you know what you don't see there? Any illegal aliens.
It's more the right. It's just par for the course now. I mean, they're just not hiding it anymore.
Blame everything on the other.
They're just not hiding their hate anymore. They're becoming.
That's very true.
They're bold. They're brave right now. They don't care. It's we were following in line to Nazi Germany. I mean, mm-hmm. We're not there yet, but it's following a line, like a mm-hmm. perfect trail that Hitler made, and we're walking right down that line.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I hate saying that because I love this country, but
I suppose if it wasn't for immigrants and transgenders, it would be gay people.
Oh yeah, and they'll come for us next. We're on the list.
Mm.
It's just, you got to start small and then you get bigger and bigger and bigger, but we're definitely on the list. The best is when it's going to be the people who voted for him, when they start going after them again. Because they will go after the MAGA people sooner or later.
Well, the lower income MAGA people.
Yeah. The ones who put them in office.
The workers.
The ones who put them in office. The ones mm-hmm. that, you know, you're going to do. You're the one who saved me in overtime, you know, mm-hmm. all that stuff. They'll be there. They'll pay the price too. They'll be there in the end, but it's on the way.
This story reminds me of a famous picture. Workers on the Empire State Building
when they're
lined up with their lunch buckets having lunch.
Yeah.
If you could say that you could tell somebody was an immigrant by their picture, I would say those would be the ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely built the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That job's crazy. Can you
No.
There's no way. Those pictures give me the willies thinking about it. I'm not even standing. And they just walked across those. That's nuts. There's.
I guess you'd have to if you're going to do that work.
I'd find a lower paying job.
I don't. What's the crossover between bravery and stupidity?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, if you are gay and you leave the country, you could have trouble coming home again.
The superintendent of a Vermont school district says that he was detained by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents while re-entering the country with his husband, an experience he described as the definition of psychological terror.
Exactly what I just said. That's part of what's going to start happening.
And plus he's gay.
Well, yeah, of course, you know. But it just falls in line with what we were just talking about.
I keep hearing stories about, like, U.S. citizens who are, like, Hispanic and rounded up by ICE agents
mm-hmm.
and told they have no rights, that they have to turn over their phone, that they, mm-hmm. they can't speak to a lawyer.
They have no due process whatsoever.
And, yeah, just pretty much thrown in jail, and
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to treat people like that.
No, it goes kind of against what our Constitution stands for.
They don't really even treat criminals like that. They at least give them the Miranda rights and tell them, you know, but
it's sad. It's
really sad. And I heard that there's like a bounty of $3,000 for each one that they get.
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't heard of that, but I wouldn't be surprised. So, yeah, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
It's sad when you think any group, they could put that group in there next. They could be the next ones to get rounded up.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Gays debate the age-old question of who should pay on the first date.
Despite the sensibility of an even split, respondents who advocate for a strict egalitarian approach are in the minority. There are many nuances at play, including common courtesy. If one person orders an expensive steak and the other one nibbles on appetizers, splitting the check doesn't seem so fair.
Yeah.
I don't recall what we did when we dated. Did we really go to many restaurants? We ate lunch together a lot, like fast food.
Yeah, and then we packed lunch a lot. We went out to eat quite a bit, I thought. I mean, a few times, but not...
We don't anymore, because I can't eat.
You don't eat anymore, yeah. But I think you, like, you've always been the breadwinner of the fam, breadwinner of the two of us. So I think you covered most of the dates, but I would buy buy dinner sometimes too. Really dependent. You know, if it was a birthday, I'd buy it. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I don't know. That's an age-old question among straight couples, too, who pays and who doesn't.
Oh, well, I think the guy who wants to have sex has to pay for the girl who doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. But,
just like us.
Listen to you. You're a mess. But, yeah, it's an age-old question, like it says.
Probably just complicated by the fact that everyone wants to know who's the girl and who's the boy.
Yeah, probably. You're right. MAGA evangelical leader who warned of sexual deviant queers pleads guilty to child porn charges. Surprise, surprise, surprise. If I had a dollar for every time this happened, sorry.
Former My Faith Vote CEO Jason Yates, a prominent conservative Christian activist, has pleaded guilty to possession child pornography months after his arrest. Yates pleaded guilty to 2 of the 8 felony counts of possession of child pornography that he had been charged with last year in return for the dismissal of the other 6 counts. Each charge carries a punishment with as much as 10 years in prison.
Good. Lock his ass away.
Every accusation is an admission. The more they call us deviants and perverts, the perverted they are.
Yeah, exactly. It's just hilarious. It's not hilarious. It's sad. It's disgusting. But it's always the evangelical Christians, the ones that blame, damn us to hell, and we're the deviants, like you said, and all that stuff. But they're the ones that are kitty touchers. You know what I mean? So it's just. The only good thing is that most child predators, because that's what they are, don't fare very well in prison. So prison seems to handle their own kind of. They don't have a very nice stay in prison. So let's say they get theirs when they're there. So
one of my news feeds is a blog called Joe My God.
Okay.
Who covers a lot of queer news. And every time there is a Christian minister who has pornography charges, he posts about it. And it happens at least a couple of times every week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It happens all the time. It's sad. It's sick, actually.
There are people who are in a position of power over younger people. Who are taking advantage of it, which is exactly what they're accusing us of all the time.
Of course.
They say we recruit children because we can't have our own, but ministers recruit children. That's their job.
All the time. The time. That's how they build their flock. So, you're right.
Every accusation is an admission.
Okay. Here we go. When MAGA mentions Epstein, Trump brings up Obama.
Because he knows his followers are racist.
Yep.
Distract and deflect.
Yep. It's, and if people don't see it, then they're idiots. It's just, Well, that's how he got in the office in the first place. Sure, Trump is payback for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe that, both terms.
Mm-hmm.
It got white America mad. And
yeah, I saw evidence of that at the place I worked at the time.
Yeah, so it got white America mad, so this is the way that white America is paying back the country, or racist white America. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, one thing that kind of worries me is really the front runner of the next presidential election is Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Is America ready for a gay president?
He's the best out there.
I wish we were, but...
I don't think I hope we are, but I think he's the best out there.
And Democrats probably lost because their candidate was a black woman.
I hate to say this.
Two strikes against her from the start.
Yeah, and she barely lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, the Pete Buttigieg, if people can... I wish it wasn't an issue, because he's hands down the best candidate out there.
He is, yes.
He knows what he's talking about. He's fair. He's imbalanced. He's honest. And he's smart as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart.
His husband is, too.
Oh, they're both very intelligent. And they're not... He's not a pussyfooter either. He won't back down. He'll call anybody out. He doesn't give.
Well, his job as mayor, that was probably a survival tactic.
Yeah, he doesn't give a f. He really doesn't.
And I can see people saying he doesn't have the experience because he didn't, become a school board member and a state legislator and a
City councilman and then move its way up. Like a state senator.
Yeah, he's kind of going right to president.
Yeah, but, I mean, Obama kind of blew up the ladder, too.
True, yeah.
He came out of nowhere. I mean, I just remember watching him speak at the Democratic National Committee, or the Democratic National Conference, or whatever. It was before... It's the second time Bush won. It was before Obama won. He was just a senator from Chicago, and he lit up the whole conference. I mean, the whole conference went crazy after he spoke. And ever since then, he was the next it. He was it, and look what he did.
Well, I remember the poster for the campaign that said hope.
Yeah, and he brought hope. He did bring hope to the country. You know what I mean? So it was a very proud moment. I thought when he won. I thought for the country, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now look where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's scary.
Tick-tock of the metronome.
Exactly. All right, here we go. Let's keep talking about our favorite person. Trump is working on an Epstein escape plan.
This is a quote from Trump. "The whole thing is a hoax. If they had something, they would have released. Now they can easily put something in the files that's phony. Like, for example, Christopher Steele wrote a dossier. We call it the fake dossier, and the whole thing was fake. They put things in the file that are fake."
Yeah, he sent it up.
He's taken a lesson from the tobacco industry.
Mm-hmm. Deny, deny, deny.
Or
divert, divert, divert.
Yeah. See, so doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's... We'll never find out what happened. I've seen.
Oh, we probably have.
You think so?
Yeah. Didn't they release most of that anyway?
It was all redacted, though.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time.
You couldn't get anything out of it.
And the rules for redacting are sometimes ridiculous.
Really?
I worked in a classified program for many years. And the difference between a document that was classified and one that wasn't was the one that was classified had a date on it.
Mm, okay.
There's just weird, arbitrary rules.
Okay.
They can find all kinds of reasons to redact something, and it really has nothing to do with cover-ups. It's just a technicality.
Yeah. You still want to talk about that, or?
I guess we can move on.
It's just, it wears on you after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know what I mean? That's all.
I hope Republicans in general wear on people.
Yeah, so do I, so we can vote their asses out of the office.
We really need, like, 5 parties instead of just 2.
Yeah, but that's how Germany became Nazi Germany. I mean,
true.
You know, you get so many parties.
Like the British elections, they have like 17 parties.
Yeah. But look how crazy they are over there. Sorry. All right. I just felt like I needed to tell you, I'm sorry I was a damn jerk back in school. I saw this. This was really cool. I saw this on TikTok.
This is a quote. The reason I wanted to tell you all this is that I've got a son now. He's 15, and he told me he's gay. Man, all I thought about when he told me that was, I hope people are nicer to him than I was to you. It makes me feel proud to be his dad. And hopefully this makes up for something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, he's an influencer on TikTok. His name's Misha. He's a very feminine, a very feminine man, but he's got a lot of viewers, and it's basically it's just of his show is lessons in crossing a gay man. Like, he's got a very sharp tongue, and like, if he'll see people act out of line, he'll call them out on it. Like, just like straight men that do things wrong, that treat their women like crap. He's very, very pro woman.
I think he's a lot like Tyler Oakley.
Could be, yeah. But he got this on his show that it was a bully of his when he was growing up, wrote him that and said, you know that his son is gay, and that he was being bullied, and that, you know, he is basically what you just read. So
I remember when I worked in the family business, it was a patio grill, wood stove type business. Mm-hmm. The majority of the business was selling parts for barbecue grills.
Yeah.
And this guy came in, and I recognized him. Mm-hmm. He was the guy who bullied me in school. Mm-hmm. And he brought his old part in and set it down. He said, I need a new one of these. Mm-hmm. And I said, You don't remember me, do you? And he said, no. I said, well, you used to terrorize me in school. Mm-hmm. And we have no parts for you.
Good for you.
And you could look behind me. It was a whole wall of parts.
Mm, yeah.
But we had no parts for him that day. Okay. I don't know. That was the only place in town where you could buy those parts. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he did. But
did he say anything?
He left. He laughed. I think it was an embarrassed laugh.
Probably. Most bullies are proud. I don't think they're proud of what they've done when they've grown up.
I don't know.
I was fortunate. I never...
So you were the bully. You weren't
I wasn't a bully. No, I wasn't a bully because I never... I ran around a bunch of different people. I didn't have just one group of people I ran around with. So I ran around with a lot of people. And no, I wasn't a bully. I was a stupid child. I rode. That's, you know what I mean? I sat in a boat and just, you know what I mean? Pulled on, you know, but yeah, it's sad though when I hear about things like that though. But I mean, this is a good story. I mean, if dad learned his lesson, you know what I mean? And he kind of made up to the guy. I think he made up to the guy, you know what I mean? He accepted the apology. He goes, good. And he goes, I'm glad that your son has a father like you, or something like that. So it was good. So here we go. This is right up Marjorie Taylor Greene's idea. Pentagon to disable hurricane satellites.
The U.S. Navy will permanently cut its stream of data from 3 weather satellites essential to hurricane forecasters, with the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season just weeks away.
Yeah, well,
this probably is part of those Doge cuts.
Probably.
Somebody saw a big chunk of money and said, cross that off.
It's the reason we have those is to be safe. So let's just put millions of people in danger, more people in danger. It's look what happened.
Remember what it was like before they could forecast hurricanes?
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's, you know, but just let Texas happen again. Look, you know what happened in Texas with the flooding down there. It's all the same thing. It's more and more that it's going to happen because it's not real. We don't have to worry about it.
If it doesn't benefit their business, it's communist. That's their philosophy.
So, it's ridiculous. And it's more people are going to die. That's basically more people are going to die. So,
I picked these news stories not necessarily because they're negative or I just think some of these are ironic.
They are.
And that's definitely one.
Yeah. This one's good. Kids don't need college. They have YouTube.
This one's kind of long. It's a quote from Charlie Kirk. You can also get the same wisdom and the same teaching free and accessible online, listening to podcasts, listening to long YouTube form videos. In fact, I believe if you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast with some of the historians, if you listen to some of the deep dives that these top thinkers do, you're going to actually learn a lot more about the Roman history. If you're going to learn a lot more about Western civilization otherwise than if you're stuck in some sort of sociology class.
You can learn on YouTube. You can. You mean, you can. You can learn a lot.
Yeah, you can learn fun facts, but you're not going to...
You can also go pick up a People magazine and find out what's the latest in fashion. It doesn't mean that it's good knowledge. You know what I mean? So, but it's Charlie Kirk. He's a moron. So, he loves saying stupid shit. You know who he is?
Every time he opens his mouth, he wants 15 more minutes of fame.
Oh, exactly. He just needs to go away. But he's making money. So, you know, it's just...
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
But, yeah, can you imagine just knowing everything you know from watching YouTube? Be like the Truman...
A lot of the anti-vax people are that way.
That's true. That's pretty sad, but it's true. A lot of his followers are.
And if you live in a room full of mirrors and you only see reflections of what you believe,
how are you wrong?
You're never going to learn anything new. Actually, you're just going to keep rehashing the same.
And how are you wrong? You know what I mean. You're never going to see the you know.
And YouTube feeds you exactly what you want to hear.
You're right. Trump claims he'll personally pay for $200 million ballroom.
President Trump says he would be willing to cut the check to pay for a new White House ballroom. If he sticks with his usual routine, he will pay for it by hiring the work done and then stiffing the contractors on the bill. He is notorious for not paying people.
Look at the casinos in Atlantic City. The Taj Mahal supposed to be the eighth wonder of the world, blah, 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 blah. This casino with the most slots ever, blah, blah, blah. It's an empty field now. Got demolished and everything. But yeah, that's why people hate him where I grow up. Contractors, laborers, everything. He screwed everybody. So he'll do it again.
And if you have enough money, you can throw money at the problem and hire some lawyers, delay, and until the people go bankrupt and they can't afford to press charges any longer.
Yeah, exactly. He's a piece of crap. So that's really... He is. So...
The best president money can buy.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything else?
Nope.
You have a joke this week?
Yes, it's kind of a long one.
Okay.
There are four nuns in line for confession. The first nun goes in, she comes out, and they say, "How did it go?" And she says, "I told him I put my finger on a man's penis, and he told me to dip my finger in holy water and say three Hail Marys, and I'd be forgiven." So the second nun, she goes in, she comes back out, and they said, "How did it go?" And she says, "I told him I put my hand on a man's penis, And he told me I should dip my hand in holy water and say three Hail Marys and I'll be forgiven. So then the third nun looks at the fourth nun and says, you better go first because you want to gargle before I douche.
So bad. All right. That's horrible. That's so gross. All right. You're so proud of yourself.
This is episode 157 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.